All right, welcome back to another County 10 podcast. I am Jared Anderson. We're in the Porter Supply Company studio here in the County 10 offices in Riverton. I've got a studio full of folks with us today, including John Ferrelli, the CEO at Sage West Hospitals in Riverton and Lander. Mr. Ferrelli, so nice to have you back.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And one of our newest doctors here in Fremont County, Dr. Angus McAlpin. Mr. McAlpin, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning.
Absolutely. So for folks that don't know you, maybe they didn't have an opportunity to hear us on Jack FM the last time we had the opportunity to speak. Where are you from? How did you find your way to Fremont County, Wyoming?
Well, I grew up on the East Coast and went to college and medical school and did my residency on the East Coast. It was really the Indian Health Service which drew me out west. It was something, public health has always been an interest of mine, and I had done a rotation as a medical resident and just loved the experience. And so that's kind of what brought me to the West, mm-hmm. and I did that for 3 years. I worked on the Navajo Reservation, and my two daughters were born, and it was time to look at something different. So I found a position in Cortez, Colorado, approximately 2 hours away from where I was on the Navajo Reservation, and I was there for 15 years in private practice, internal medicine practice, and my wife and I had been through the area over the years and always thought that Fremont County, Lander, would be a great place to end up. And our kids were getting older, and
yeah,
it was time for a change. So
definitely. I know you've experienced the Rocky Mountain winter probably a little bit in Cortez, but how's the snow and everything treating you here for your first winter here?
So the first week we got here and when we moved was that first week of February when it was so, so cold. Uh-huh. we certainly have winters and snow in Cortez. It usually melts pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a little colder here, but we like that.
So Jared, I want to add something, if I may. I think it was fated that Angus and Amy come up here. We had actually met probably about a year and a half ago. We were searching for somebody with an internal medicine background to come and relocate to Fremont County. And we had a conversation with Angus, and he was all set to come up and do a visit. And COVID came along, and so we postponed that visit, and then things changed, and we decided maybe it wasn't the right thing to do at this time. And we waited a while, and then I think on a Saturday morning, if I remember, on a whim, I just called back and reached out to him and said, hey, you know, just curious if you're still interested in coming up. And it turns out that he was.
Absolutely.
And so within, a week, we got you back up here, right? Yep. Right in the middle of COVID, got him back up here. And I think when we met and had a chance to tour the hospital and everything, tour the community, he absolutely knew it was the right place for him to come. And so it was just a matter of working out all the details and getting them here. But we're so excited to have them in the community.
Absolutely. For you, John, how much of your job is that recruitment side of things? And how interesting is it to be able to talk to these folks from all across the country and the world at times and get to brag about Fremont County?
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I love the questions you ask, because it's a great time to brag a little bit about the work we've been doing on mm-hmm. physician recruitment. But we spend, between Lindsay and I, we probably spend close to half of our time working on recruitment mm-hmm. for physicians. And lately, we've brought in a podiatrist. We're just recruited a full-time general surgeon. We've recruited an obstetrician gynecologist. We recruited a couple of hospitalists. We've recruited two anesthesiologists. There's a whole pipeline of people that have either already come to Fremont County or will be coming within the next couple of months. But it's so exciting. You know, I've only been here 2 years, and yet I feel like I'm so integrated into the community. It's an easy sell, and luckily it sells itself. So
yeah,
it's so exciting.
Yeah, that's great to have more people here and things kind of booming, more job opportunities, and you get to brag about Fremont County is awesome. Angus, we talked last time a little bit about internal medicine. What is that exactly?
That's a great question. So internal medicine is really kind of comprehensive care for adults. Typically, internal medicine doctors don't see pediatric patients, mm-hmm. Although some see adolescents, and I will see people 14 and up.
Okay.
I don't do surgery. I don't deliver babies, and it's kind of everything else in between. So, wellness, you know, keeping people healthy, lifestyle changes, things like that, to chronic disease management. So things like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, rheumatologic conditions, infectious diseases.
Sure, sure. And so important to have a scheduled regimen if you've got one of those chronic illnesses, I imagine. I know there's a lot of diabetics in the community, people with heart issues, to build that relationship with you and then build kind of the trust factor and then get to visit you often to check in, and you can help manage people.
Yeah, you know, with diabetes in particular, I will typically see people every 3 to 6 months, depending on their level of control. It's such a risk factor for so many other things, from infections to heart disease, even perhaps some links to cancer and things like that. So having a close eye on someone and helping them manage their blood sugars and making sure that other things that go along with diabetes care are all in place.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We've talked about how early prevention is the cure for a lot of things. We had a couple of ladies from Sage West in this morning talking about this is colon cancer month. What do you do as far as preventative measures? I know there's a lot of different things that your clinic can do, but if somebody just maybe wants to get the overall blood work to get looked at, maybe they're thinking, okay, I haven't been to a doctor in a while, maybe I should get the full regimen checked out.
Yeah, there's a lot we can do in the clinic itself. There's a full lab there, and so really most blood work items can all be done right there. Some specialty things go out to larger reference labs, but we can really do quite a lot. I think for most adults, you know, periodically checking things like cholesterol, assessing somebody's cardiovascular risk, measuring a blood pressure, talking to them about weight, diet, exercise, things like that. It varies a little bit with age, but often a lot of that screening starts at roughly age 50.
Sure.
So colorectal cancer screening, mammography, sometimes can be done earlier.
Yeah.
Vaccinations, really so much. And nobody's doing any colonoscopies in the clinic itself. We use other local providers for that.
Sure.
And there are also some newer non-invasive testing which can be done at home, which is really exciting. Much easier of a sell, I think, for patients, and can be done, again, at home in the privacy of your home. There's no prep or anything like that, and, you know, and very effective.
Yeah, that's great. You mentioned blood pressure. What do you do with patients like me whose blood pressure spikes only when they're at the doctor's office, it seems like?
So actually, that's a great topic. There's been a lot of interest in home blood pressure monitoring right now. And actually, I really encourage people to get a cuff and check some readings throughout the day when they're not in a kind of a stressful situation.
Right.
Doctor's office. Often they check blood pressure at the dentist now as well too. I'm not sure that's really
not a safe place either.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I was gonna say only when my anxiety's high, it seems like the blood pressure cuff comes out.
No. What do they call that? White coat syndrome.
Well, yeah,
do
exactly.
They not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Jared, I am the poster child for what not to do when it comes to healthcare. I haven't seen a medical provider for 21 years. And I went and saw Dr. McAlpin a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, what he talks about are all these things that you don't know. So you feel healthy, you're exercising, you think you're eating well, but it's the diagnostic specialty and expertise that he has that really gets down to, you know, do you have high blood pressure? Do you have potential for cardiovascular disease? And so I am now a proud supporter and owner of a home blood pressure cuff.
Very good.
I would recommend it to just about anybody.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad he made that recommendation to you. And I've heard, you know, stories about people who just feel tired in their day to day and think this is what's happening to me now. I'm aging or whatever it is. And then they find out they've got some kind of vitamin deficiency or something that's an easy fix. So I would imagine just prevention and getting that information is good. Get checked out every once in a while.
an increasingly recognized part of, you know, just chronic fatigue is sleep apnea. And, you know, there's a big push to identify and treat sleep apnea. It really can improve so much. There are so many links to heart disease, fatal car accidents, people falling asleep while they're driving, mm-hmm. things like that. All related to sleep apnea. So,
yeah,
you know, that's something generally I would talk with my patients about. And there are some, you know, basic screening things that can, you know, be an initial evaluation of whether that's something that needs to be looked at.
Absolutely. Is there one kind of generic thing that you can point to that you see people doing a bad job of all the time? Is it not hydrating enough or not exercising enough? Or what are we all doing wrong?
Probably the exercise is, uh-huh. I think people who make that a priority in their life and remain active, it really is a great habit that will keep people healthy for their lifetime.
Yeah.
Really, you know, proper weight and staying active.
Sure.
Probably if I had to pick two things that were what I would say the most important.
Sure. Those. I got to remember to do that when I'm sitting at my desk all day. What do you enjoy most about your job so far?
Well, I have a lot of new patients, so I'm getting to meet a lot of people, which is nice. Hearing about their lives, their families, things like that. It really is the foundation, I think, for long-term relationships with doctors. You know, being in Colorado for 15 years, I really got to know patients really well. Got to know their families, their children, their grandchildren, and I think that's probably my favorite part of the job is those relationships.
Yeah, that's great. It feels like I've always got to sneak one question about COVID in. It feels like that's just the standard, but a lot of people are concerned about the vaccine right now or waiting to see if the list includes them. Where are we with vaccine and vaccine distribution?
Fremont County, I think, I haven't looked in the last couple days, but their vaccination rates are quite good. And I know they're marching down the list of who's the next tier of people who they're calling in to come in and get vaccinated. The initial groups were healthcare workers and police and EMTs and things like that, and older adults, mm-hmm. as well as people with chronic medical conditions. Also people who might who might be working with older adults who could transmit that. But I know they're marching again down the list to like the next groups of people, and that's it's going to be so important, yeah. for changing what is going on right now and getting back hopefully to some type of normal.
Yeah, it feels like we're almost there and things are slowly but surely becoming normal, but we all want to be safe at the same time. So that's great news for sure. How has the pandemic changed what you do day to day? I mean, I imagine just seeing patients and researching a new illness has been daunting over the last year, but have there been many big changes for you?
Absolutely. There's so much that we are learning, and it seems like the recommendations change every week to 2 weeks. There's new associations, a lot of my care transition to televisits, mm-hmm. so either phone or video visits with people, just to keep them, keep them out of potential places where they could be exposed to the virus.
Sure.
I think that's good and bad. Mm-hmm. It's convenient for people who maybe have to travel long, long distances to come in for something that doesn't take a lot of time, like a blood pressure check or something like that. But I think older adults sometimes can struggle with the technology, and sure. The availability of high-speed internet can be a little bit limiting.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you see medicine in the future and our regular visits to the doctor going more to telemedicine, telehealth, online stuff, or because it feels like there's still so many things we need to physically be there for. Doctors physically have the opportunity to assess their patients in the same room. Will there be more telemedicine in the future, do you think?
I think there probably will. Yeah. I think there are some applications where it's very effective. Mm-hmm. And we're, I think, seeing a lot of that with specialty consultants who might be in Salt Lake City or Denver who can remotely have visits and save people, you know, traveling hours and hours and hours. There are some things, though, you're right, that you just have to see in person. It's hard to diagnose a rash
right.
over a video call or a phone call. So I think going to be more of a presence of telehealth going forward, but of course there'll be plenty of things that need to be seen in the office.
Absolutely. If somebody's looking for a new primary care physician or wants to get in touch with you, is there a preferred method for a new patient?
You know, just calling the Lander Medical Clinic or Western Family Care here. I'm still working on getting my days set up for Riverton. But if they just call the office and ask to make a new patient appointment, my staff will walk them through the process of that.
Perfect. Yeah. John, what's new in your position at SageWest?
Well, you know, I wanted to build on what Angus was saying, excuse me, in terms of the telehealth component. So we utilize hospitalists to round on our inpatients, and a hospitalist is like a generalist of sorts. So when it comes to something complex like a cardiac issue or a pulmonary issue or an infectious disease issue, a lot of times they need that expertise that we don't necessarily have available here in Fremont County. And so we're standing up a platform that will bring all of those specialties to our hospitalists in the hospital so that we won't have to transfer patients out. So we're very excited. And I do believe that COVID really jump-started that acceptance mm-hmm. Of these services and these opportunities. And so it's going to be great long-term for everybody in Fremont County.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Anything else in 2021 that we can look forward to? It seems like we were so busy there for a while. COVID put a damper on things. Is there anything new happening?
There is. We just got approval to stand up an inpatient dialysis service at the hospital. So right now, anybody that comes to the hospital and needs medical care but also needs dialysis can't stay, so we have to send them to Casper or somewhere else. Once we stand this program up, those patients will be able to stay at the hospital and get their dialysis treatment. Mm. And it's only for inpatients, so it won't compete against the dialysis center up in Fort Washakie.
Sure, yeah, that's fantastic. And I think it just makes all the difference in the world for, we know we're rural, we know we live rurally in Fremont County and choose to for a lot of things, but to be able to have access to those things and not have to worry about, okay, then an additional trip to Casper, Denver, Salt Lake, I think is just such peace of mind for people to know.
Exactly. So that, you know, that's been our goal for the last 2 years is to bring more services to the community so that people don't have to transfer.
Yeah, very good. Cool. All right. Anything I missed? Anything else we need to get to?
Anything you want us to talk about, Lindsay?
All right. Well, thank you both for all you're doing. Really appreciate it. And I look forward to our next visit already.
Thanks, Jared. Great to see you again.
Thanks. Thank you.